Okay, today I want to do with you a few more halachic inyanim that relate to the Pesach Seder. Some of the more controversial issues of the Pesach Seder. It's part three. This again comes from Sefer Simchas HaMoadim by Rav Hollander. His first name is Simcha Halevi Hollander. Okay. Let's discuss quickly urchatz. The minhag is to wash your hands without a bracha. Before we dip the karpas in the salt, what do we wash our hands without a bracha? Why do we do this? So there are two reasons. Simple reason it's done is in order that children should ask. Nothing more than that. Do something unusual in order to arouse the curiosity of the children so they ask questions. We want them to ask questions because that's critical for the fulfillment of another reason why we did with this. We learned this not so long ago in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. There is a halacha that whenever you dip a food in a liquid, you are mechuyev al pi halacha to wash your hands, because a liquid, if a stam yodayish shnios, bizman hazeh, we assume that a person is not careful to make sure his hands do not come in contact with parts of his body which are not clean. So a person's hands are begeder shnios. If he were to touch truma, the truma would become a shlishi. When we wash, we come in contact with bread. We wash our hands to remove the tumah of shnios from our hands, so that we should not contaminate truma. And even though a Yisrael is not in the habit of eating truma, only kohanim eat truma, in order to mechazek the halacha for kohanim, Chazal instituted that every single person should wash his hands, so it should not be strange for kohanim to wash their hands before they eat truma. Why is this only true with regard to bread? Why not is it true with regard to fruits and vegetables? When a kohen touches fruits and vegetables, so there can be the Chazal were not that machmir. We'll leave it with that for now. They only instituted this halacha, this chumrah, when it comes to eating bread, not when it comes to eating fruits and vegetables. However, when you dip a food or vegetable, even a piece of mezonos, in a liquid, we are chayshesh that your fingers may touch the liquid. Liquid has a unique status. A liquid becomes a rishon. So your hands, which are shniyos, will now make the liquid into a rishon, and the rishon will then come in contact with the food, and the food will become a sheni. So since liquids are always more problematic, are dangerous types of foods, which can increase tumma in this world, Chazal will machmir that whenever you dip a food in the liquid, you also have to wash your hands. And Maker Hadin, this requirement would require one to make a bracha. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do this. This is not accepted as halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We don't do this. Not only do we not do it with a bracha, we don't do it without a bracha. However, on the time, the Seder, now this is the reason why I want to bring out this point. The Seder is this very holy moment in time. On the Seder, everyone is at their best behavior. And the Netziv, this is the point I really wanted to make, the Netziv says that the Seder has the same status as the Aseres Timei Tshuva. It's fascinating Chiddush. We all are aware that during the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we do things which we don't normally do the entire year. For example, many have a custom not to eat pas palter. Right? You'll go into, will you buy entimins during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So people who eat entimins the entire year round, some anizer that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you don't eat entimins. You don't eat pas palter. It's anything that's not pas Yisrael. It's a chumrah. It's not an ikar hadin, it's a chumrah. Because of the kedusha, the status of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you have to be more nizer. Talk lashon hara the whole year round, but Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you try to be mevat. You accept upon yourself special chumras. So the netziv, fascinating, says that the zman, when you're sitting at the seder, you have to be at your best behavior. It's the equivalent to the tkufa of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and you have to accept upon yourself chumras. And one of those chumras is, you have to wash your hands before you dip any food in a liquid. We don't follow this halacha the entire year. If a person does this the whole year round, nechse ki yehora, he looks like he's too religious, holier than thou. But during the Seder, a person should be nizd. What will be an aftimina between these two opinions? If the reason why we dip is because of the halacha, or it's because of the children should ask, does every single member of the family have to wash their hands? If you learn that it's only the children should ask the question, only the Baal HaBayis, the Rosh HaBayis. If only the Rosh HaBayis will wash and no one else will wash, then the children will be even more curious. Why is he doing something no one else does? But if the time we wash our hands because it's a halakhic issue, then indeed everyone in the family should wash their hands. Okay, let's then go to karpas. Karpas, we dip a vegetable.
My kids like to take and wash my hands.
Yes, that's
only mine.
They come, they wash like a kohen. You're like a kohen. The levim come and wash your hands. So I guess so. That's a custom. They're cherus that you wash your hands. They're cherus. Someone comes and washes your hands for you. Possibly. Yes. Okay. Okay. Let's now go to karpas. Karpas. We dip a vegetable. We dip a vegetable in salt water. We dip a vegetable in salt water. This is the one, the shnei tibulim, and we eat. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, there's a question if we should recite a Borei Nefashos on eating the vegetable. Why should we recite a Borei Nefashos? We're going to eventually wash and bench. The Birchas HaMazon should cover the Borei Nefashos for the vegetable. The answer why that would not work is because there's a very great hefsek. There's a hefsek because we're going to recite the Haggadah, and it's going to be a very long time between the time we finish eating the karpas until we eat and we wash and we recite Birchas HaMazon. So therefore, it's not a good idea. We can't necessarily rely upon the Borei Nefashos, the Birchas HaMazon of the Birchas HaMazon to pater the Bracha Achrona for the karpas. So what would then be the solution? To recite Borei Nefashos. But you can't. You don't need to recite. You are eventually going to bench. So the Mishnah Berurah gives us the solution. The solution is, don't eat a kezayis. If you eat pachas mikezayis, you don't have to make a Borei Nefashos. Now we discussed 2 days ago, you have the same exact problem when it comes to the first brach, the first Borei Pri HaGafen. When you make Kiddush, you recite Borei Pri HaGafen. So why don't we recite Ala Gefen? Why not? So the answer is because we're going to rely upon Birchas HaMazon. Yeah, but it's going to be a very long time from the time we make the Borei Pri HaGafen until. So the answer is no solution. And in Echanami, some want to say that you should indeed you should make an Ala Gefen. In Echanami, there are this is Shnipin. Yeah.
Why would you make the Borei Nefashos if you're saying that the Adama is pottering you on the morrow?
It's another very good point. If you're going to make the Borei Nefashos, you're not. Then you're right. That's another very good reason. Right, you're right. That's another reason why you can't make a Borei Nefashos. The Al HaGefen, indeed, we learned 2 days ago that some are of the opinion that you should make an Al HaGefen, but there is no one that is of the opinion that you should make a Borei Nefashos and the Chanami, because you do need the Borei Pri Hadama to be for the bracha on the Maror as well. And if you're going to make a Borei Nefashos, then you are. To make a Borei Pri HaAdama before you eat the Mara and a Chanami. But the big issue, the big controversial issue is really how much should you eat. The Mishnah Berurah, this custom that's universal. We live today in the global village. Everyone has morphed into one minhag. It's probably universal that everyone is careful not to eat, or at least they're told. What they do is one thing. What they're told to do is not to eat a kezayis of karpas. Just to make a Borei Pri HaAdama, take a small amount of karpas, whatever your karpas is, it's greens, whether it's going to be celery or greens, l'chatila should be greens. Potatoes is, relatively speaking, a new phenomenon that's been used for karpas, Borei Pri HaAdama, whatever it is.
It's cheap.
What? It's all they had. It was cheap. It was poverty. It's all they had. But whatever it is, but you're supposed to eat less than a kezayis and you avoid the issue. However, not everyone is so pleased with this compromise, this solution of the Mishnah Berurah. In fact, Beferish, the Rambam says, Beferish, you're supposed to eat a kezayis. And there are a list of Rishonim that clearly say that a person should indeed eat a kezayis. And the biggest proof is, Chazal would not require you to wash your hands unless you're eating a kezayis. And if that's even a halach when it comes to eating bread. If I'm not mistaken, you don't have to, if you're not planning on eating a kezayis of bread, everyone washes for bread, but if you're not eating a kezayis of bread, whatever the reason is, you don't have to wash. You only need to wash for bread when you're planning on eating a kezayis. Food is only mekabel tumah, only can convey tumah if it's the size of at least a beitza. So, certainly less than a kezayis, you don't need to wash. If Chazal required us to wash for the karpas, they obviously wanted us to eat a kezayis of the karpas. So I just want you to be aware that this is a big, this that we're all taught, because we live in a world where we're very much influenced by the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah is derech. I heard this from Herschel Shachter, he discussed that great line. One of the very great innovations of the Chafetz Chaim of Mishnah Berurah is where he figured out solutions to the Yotze Chol Hadeus. That was, well, that's what the Chafetz Chaim, we don't realize how much influence he had upon us. It used to be before the Chafetz Chaim came along, it's not a perfect world. If you want to follow this Rishon, you want to follow Sheet of Tosfos, then you're not going to be Yotze the Sheet of the Rashba. If you want to follow the Rambam, you're not going to be Yotze the Sheet of Rashi. It's, you got to pick and choose. You can't have it all. The Chafetz Chaim very often came along with solutions to do things in unusual ways, which you fulfill the obligation according to a collection of Rishonim. And this is one example. We have here a problem. We have a no-win solution problem where we need to eat a kezai. We need to make a bari pri hadama on the karpas, and we can't make a bari nefashos. But we're really mechuyev to make a bari nefashos, and there's going to be hefsek. There's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah came up with a solution to eat less than a kezayis. But we should be aware: not all of the Rishonim followed this solution. They felt that it's better to take one opinion and to get yourself involved in the problem and eat a kezayis, even though because it solves other problems. And indeed, just to point out, the Chazon Ish and the Gra, okay, it's brought down in the Maaser. Maaser was a report of all of the Minhagim of the Gra, and he ate a kezayis. He ate a kezayis of karpas and did not make a bari nefashos. The Chazon Ish and the Bris Kerov also ate more than a kezayis of karpas, and of course did not recite bari nefashos. So just an interesting thing to keep in mind. Okay, we come to Yachatz.
Maybe they speeded up the rest of the Seder.
So. They did also. The Chazon Ish was very magnificent, a very short Sedarim. The Seder should be finished before Chatzos. If you want to talk, Adarabi, you have to stay up the whole night talking, but first you have to finish the Seder. This that we delay is not proper. Okay, Yachatz. Here we have some.
Is there a shear that you can take without having to make a bracha?
A shear? No. No. A bracha? A bar piyadama? No such thing.
Okay, just a little thing.
Even the smallest amount, you have to make a bracha. Always need to make a bracha. The question is, do you make a bar in nefashos? A bracha achrona. Yachatz. Let's discuss Yachatz. Yachatz, we bake the middle matzah. We bake the middle matzah into two parts. You have to be careful not to make it, cut it exactly down the center. Anyone here perfect? Are there any perfect people that cut a matzah? Why, you probably can go to the store, they probably have a gizmo. It's probably a gizmo where they can cut the matzah right down the center. So then what are you going to do? Which piece are you going to put away for the Afikoyman? Which piece are you going to use for Yachatz? You're supposed to put away the larger piece for the Afikoyman and keep for yourself the smaller piece for Moitzi Matzah. Now let's follow the custom where we have three matzahs. The reason why we have three matzahs, according to most of us, is we need Lechem Mishnah. It's Yom Tif. But we also have to fulfill what it says in the Gemara, that matzah is called Lechem Oni. Ma darko shel oni biprusa. So too, you have to have a prusa, you have to have a broken piece. So it's like also, it's like, and this is an example of, you have a solution for every problem. You need to have a prusa, but you need Lechem Mishnah. So you have three matzahs. The two full matzahs will be the Lechem Mishnah, and the prusa in the middle will be the Lechem Oni Darka Shel Oni Beprusa. The smaller piece is used for Motzi Matzah. The larger piece is put away for Afikomen, and we'll discuss why, because you need for Afikomen two kizesim. We'll get to that in a few moments. You need two kizesim for Afikomen, so you want to have a larger piece, but for now, for Motzi Matzah, you only need one kezayis. You need one kezayis, that's why it's sufficient to hold in your, and you have in the center, the smaller piece. Okay, you have three matzahs. So let's just review the Seder. Now you come to Motzi Matzah. How many kezayisim are you mechuyev to eat when you recite Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvos V'tzvanu al achilas matzah? One kezayis. Maker Hadin, only one kezayis. How large is the kezayis? Let's put that aside for the moment. All I want to point out is there's a kezayis derabanan and there's a kezayis deraisa. It's not at all clear what is the size of a kezayis. And there are many different opinions, many different ranges, but everyone, all of the poskim will tell you There's a kezayis for derabanan when you're dealing with a mitzvah derabanan, and there's a kezayis when you're dealing with a din d'oraisa. So you have to be machmir. You have to have a larger scale for a kezayis d'oraisa. According to the vast majority of the poskim, when we eat the kezayis of motzi matzah, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa. There's a minority opinion that holds that when you eat the afikoyman at the end, you mean mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas matzah. That's a far stretch because the bracha is being made now at the shas achilas matzah, and if you want to say that you're going to be to the mitzvah deraisa of achilas matzah, when you eat afikoyman, you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to talk for the entire Shulchan Aruch, which is impossible. Impossible. Okay, so let's put that. So let's assume that the mitzvah deraisa is being fulfilled when you eat the, when you make the bracha of achilas matzah. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he's quoting various sources that when you make the hamotzi lechem in aretz, we have a suffix in halacha. Upon which of the matzos is it chal the bracha al achilas matzah? Is it the middle matzah, the prusa, darka shel ani beprusa, or maybe it's the top matzah? It's the matzah, the lechem mishna matzah, the top matzah. The top and yom tif, you always you break on the top, not the bottom. The top matzah. So what do we do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, therefore, you should eat two kizesim. So let's be very clear. The Baal HaBayis, when he makes the bracha, he has in front of him three matzahs. The top, the middle, and the bottom. The middle is a prusa. The top is shalim, the bottom is shalim. We don't know in halacha, it cannot be determined when you made those two brachas, hamotzi lechem in aretz, asher kedeshon ben mitzvahs betzon achilas matzah, is the bracha being said primarily on the top matzah, or is it being set on the middle matzah? Therefore, you have no choice but to eat two kizesim. Now, along comes all of the places, I can't tell you all the names here, but this is everyone who is, being that you're only eating two kizesim because of a chumrah, not mikar hadin, min haTorah, you only need to eat at this moment in time one kizayis, and you're only going to be two kizesim because we don't know if it's the top or it's in the middle, you only have to eat kizesim on a derabanan scale, not on a deraisa. Because min haTorah, you only need to eat one kezayis. Midrabanan, we don't know if the one kezayis, the top matzah or the middle matzah, so you could eat a kezayis from the top, a kezayis from the middle. So since it's only a chumrah midrabanan, it's enough to make the size of the kezayis should be the smaller size kezayis. Because when you combine the two derabanans together, it will certainly be larger than the one kezayis deraisa in your yotza.
How do you know that? First of all, the templates, what are they based on?
The templates?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The guide charts.
The charts. So basically, the charts are a third of a hand matzah is a kezayis deraisa. Okay, just keep that in mind. Three quarters of a machine matzah is a kezayis deraisa. That's all you have to know. A kezayis deraisa is three quarters of a machine matzah, which is equivalent to a third of a hand matzah. So when you eat, and what about a derabon? Derabon is less. How much less? Let's say a little bit less. A derabanan is less than that. So when you eat, do motzi matzah, let's assume you're doing what's, you're perfect. You have in front of you three matzahs. Three matzahs.
What is the chart telling us?
Forget about the charts. You don't need charts. Just,
no, you have to have something to...
I think the Chazanish told someone, or the stipler told, it's the size of your hand. He says, the amount of matzah, open up your hand, or put your hand down on the matzah, and take a cut around your hand.
And that's a deraisa.
The size of your hand. That's about a third.
On the typical hand shmurah matzah, which is very, very thin, right?
That's on the hand. Nah, it depends where you get your matzah. If you bake it yourself.
Mine are actually thicker.
The hand shmurah are all the same size?
No, they're all the same. So they're all the same shape, but thickness, some are thicker, some are thinner. It's approximately a third a third of a hand matzah. Now, ideal, now let's discuss what is ideal. I want to bring out a chiddush. This is what the Paiskim said. It's all chiddushim. I never knew all these things. Ideally, and this is ideally, this is not practical. Every person at the Seder should have three matzahs.
Yeah.
Ideally. You definitely, with only one ka'ara. Sometimes you go to a family, you see families that every family, you have five children, so they come with their families, so you have each other. That's not necessary. Okay, there are masseurs for that as well. You only have to have on the table one ka'ara. One ka'ara, but matzos, ideally, every male adult should have three matzos. And that way, he's able to do everything the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. Everyone will be able to be mekayim yachatz. You put away the large, you break it up into two pieces. The larger is two-thirds. Two-thirds, how many kazaisim? I told you that a kazayis is a third of a matzah. So if you've really cut the matzah well and you have two-thirds, you have two kazaisim. That's how much you need for afikomen. Afikomen, you need two kazaisim. How much you have left? You have a third. How much do you need for motzi matzah? You need a third from the middle matzah, the pusa gesundheit, and you also only need to eat a third from the top matzah. Now you don't really need to eat, now that I told you, since why you need two kazaisim, you're not eating two kazaisim mirat Torah. Mirat Torah, you only need to eat one kazayis. You're eating two kazaisim because we don't know if the bracha was chal on the top matzah, was chal on the middle matzah. So you can use kazaisim that are derabbanan. So you don't even need to eat the full one-third that's left in the middle. You can eat two-thirds of that. And you can eat two-thirds of a third of the top matzah. And that will together certainly be larger than one-third of a hand matzah. Now what do you do with the bottom matzah? What do you do with the bottom matzah? The bottom matzah is supposed to be used for koirech. For koirech. Now here's the chiddush. Many families don't follow this practice where they give every single member. Then when it comes to the afikomen, later on you take out that two-thirds and you use that for the afikomen, which has two kazaisim. Many families don't do this. Many families, including my father's Chan Levracho, there were three matzahs. He had three matzahs, and that's it. He did yachatz. He was the only one who did yachatz. Many families, the Rosh Habayis does yachatz. Zehu. No one gets their own matzah. Then, all of the Paiskim say, this is a very fascinating chiddush, when it comes to motzi matzah, since anyway you're not getting from the top and the middle matzah, they're giving you from the box. And maybe if you're lucky, they'll give you a little teeny crumb from the top and the middle. When it comes to motzi matzo, you only have to eat one kazayis.
Because it's from the bottom.
You don't have to eat two kazaisim. The only time the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to eat this custom of eating two kazaisim before motzi matzo is if you have in front of you three matzos and you're following the rules. I have in front of me three matzos. I did yachatz. I put away the larger portion of the middle for tzofen. I have now in front of me lechem mishnah, top, bottom, middle, and now I make the two brachos hamotzi lechem in aretz, asher kedushan b'mitzvot tzofen l'chilas matzah. I have to eat now a kazayis. A kazayis deraisa, which is equivalent to one-third of a hand matzah. Should I eat that from the top or should I eat that from the middle, the prusa? Dako shall only be prusa. I don't know. In the halacha, it's not clear. So I'm going to be machmir. I'm going to eat two kazaisim. One from the top, one from the middle. Oh, because it's only a chumrati double, I only have to eat sach hakol or kazayis. It's only a chumra. I don't have to go take a full shir deraisa from the top, a full shir deraisa from the middle. I could take smaller shir, whatever. It's a little bit less, whatever it is. It's a little bit less than a third of a hand matzah. And al biyotza. That's only if you actually have these three matzahs and you're following the rules. You made the motzi on the top and the middle. But if you're not getting, if you don't have in front of you and they're just handing around, they're passing around, it's a big hefkeros, as it is probably in 99% of most homes. It's a big hefkeros. So they give you a piece of matzah. So just eat one kazayis. All you have to eat is a third of a hand matzah, the yotze, the mitzvah, nothing more than that, or two-thirds of a machine matzah, finished. And there's no chumrah. There's no chumrah whatsoever in eating two kazaisim for hamotzi matzah.
Which means a little piece from the original one.
Not necessarily. Not, that's a token. Okay, you want a segula, it's a chasidish, a skula. I don't even know if there's any halakhic basis. All right, but it's not necessary.
Put the box on the table.
All the brachas, chal, and all the matzah. Okay, it's not.
Three matzah in my hand.
Yeah.
Make a matzah. Drop the bottom one.
Right. Yeah.
Show that come on.
You drop the bottom one. The bottom one you put away for korech. The bottom one, put away. And now I have two at the top.
And the middle, and break off at the same time.
And you break off, and you take from both of them. You eat a kezai, but you should be careful to eat a kezaias from the top and a kezaias from the middle. And also, here's the chumrah that I want to point out. This is an important point. If you want to have, at least in your mind, I'm not telling you to do this. I'll tell you what the briskas do. I'll tell you what the briskas do, but you don't do this. But that's just the concept. The briskas will take the two kezaisim. I have a kezaias from the top. I have a kezaias from the middle, and you put it into your mouth and you chew it, but don't swallow. And have in your mouth, if this is possible, I don't know if it's possible. If this is possible, to have in your mouth chewed up two kezaisim and to swallow the two kezaisim bivasakas. Why? It's very important to understand the lumbus. I told you not to do this. I told you don't do this, but I wanted to bring out the point because you only mechuyev now at this moment in time to eat one kezais. We just don't know which is the right one to eat. Is it the top one? Is it? But you only mechuyev to eat one. So since you only have to eat one kezais, you want to swallow that one kezais in one shot. I don't know which one it is, so we'll swallow both in one shot. Now let's jump ahead to tzofa. Okay, we finished the meal. And now we're up to the afikoyman. Oh, the afikoyman, we're now going to eat matzah again. Why in the world do we eat matzah? Why in the world do you eat matzah again? Well, what's this all about? Why eat matzah again? So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why you eat matzah is one of two reasons. Either zeicher lepesach, the matzah itself is a remembrance of the Karban Pesach. We don't have a Karban Pesach, this man hazeh. So what could we do? A special takonas chazal, zecher lepesach eat a matzah. It's a little bit strange. You would think zecher lepesach eats a meat. Maybe they didn't have meat. Everyone could afford to have meat. Whatever it was, matzah. That's one reason. Other Rishonim say, no, I eat matzah is because zecher for the matzah that was eaten together with the Karban Pesach. Bizman shebeis hamdish yekayim or yekorech pesach matzah umar biyachat. Matzah must be eaten together. There is no Pesach b'zman hazeh. There's no zecher l'karban Pesach b'zman hazeh. But we have matzah b'zman hazeh. So we eat matzah, zecher the matzah that was eaten together with the Pesach. Therefore, since we don't really even know, everything has been law, we don't even know why we're eating matzah, the minhag has become, you eat matzah, two kezaisim l'matzah. Eat one kezayis matzah fafikoymen zecher for the Karban Pesach, and another kezayis matzah zecher for the matzah that was eaten with the Karban Pesach. That's why you took kezayis. What?
We eat kezayis by the zecher mitzvah scale also.
That you don't need a full kezayis. That's korech. Korech is another the topic. How much matzah must you eat? They only need a very small shir matzah, a shir derabanan. You only need a kezayis derabanan. You take it from the bottom. Ideally, if you have three matzahs, take it from the bottom matzah. You take a piece for the korech. A kezayis derabanan, which is less than a third of a hand matzah.
How
much less? Probably two thirds of that. I don't know how you all. I'm not good at math at all. I don't know how to add one on one, but two thirds. It's a small amount. A small amount.
What was the matzah eaten? Wasn't the matzah eaten on Tzias Mitzrayim? It wasn't Bisman Korban Pesach.
No, it was. It was the second year, part of the halachas. The second year, yes. I think it was eaten. It was part of the halacha. I don't know the details, but
so
definitely.
It was eaten with time of the Korban Pesach.
Yes, it was required. It's the mitzvah derives. The Torah says you must eat matzah together with the Karban Pesach. So the reason why we eat two kezaisim, let's be clear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is because we have a suffix. Why do we eat the afikoymen? Do we eat the afikoymen zecher for the Karban Pesach? Or do we eat the afikoymen as a zecher for the matzah that was eaten with the Karban Pesach? So maybe we ate two kezaisim a matzah. And there's another reason why you would eat a kezaisim. The third reason is zecher for the chagiga. Another reason why some hold you eat two kezaisim two kezesim of matzah fafikoimin. One, a kezayis for the carbon Pesach. Number two, a kezayis as a zeche for the carbon chagiga. When you brought a carbon Pesach, before you ate the carbon Pesach, you first had a carbon chagiga in order to fill up your stomach. And then you had dessert, was the kezayis of the carbon Pesach. Now, there's another reason why you took kezesim, and that's the Rambam. I don't know the reason. The Rambam says that the custom was, when they ate the carbon Pesach, I think it's the Chavivas HaMitzvah, they ate two kezesim of carbon Pesach. So I have now for you, this is I get the patent here. Okay? I have a new chumrah. I have a new chumrah for you. You have to eat four kezesim for the afikoimen. You heard it here first. Because to be yoytza aladeus, you eat two kezesim l'zeicha the carbon Pesach. The Rambam says beferish they ate, and as the Maharil says, you eat two kezesim because bezman shabeis hamdash yekayim, the minig was not eat one kezayis, the minig was to eat from the carbon Pesach two kezesim. Chavivas hamitzvah, you eat two kezesim. So we eat yafikoimin a zeicha for the carbon Pesach. So we eat two kezesim l'zeicha the carbon Pesach. But you also have to eat a kezayis matzah zeicha for the matzah that was eaten with the carbon Pesach. And then you also have to eat a kezayis matzah, a zecher of the carbon chagiga. So sach hakol, you need four kezesim of matzah for but no one says this. I have a matzah factory. I have matzah. Halacha l'maisa, this is unheard of. First of all, the Gra says, let me explain to you something. First of all, there's a custom, many have a custom to eat an egg, to eat eggs during Shulchan Aruch.
Where did that come from?
Why? It's brought down in many Sfarim, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch. Why? To dip eggs in salt.
The percent of Haggadahs do not mention it.
To dip an egg in salt, to eat an egg, to dip an egg in salt water, why? Because the simple reason is because the night of Pesach is the night of Tisha B'Av. The same night of Pesach, same night of the week is when Tisha. So there's a correlation. Betseisi mimitzrayim, betseisi mirushalayim, zecher l'churban. Eggs are a food of Avelos. We remember that we don't have the Beis Hamidrash. We're in a state of Avelos. There's going to be a Tisha B'Av, and therefore there's a custom to eat an egg. That's one reason. Another reason, probably more accurate reason, the Zecha for the Chagiga. And we eat a Tavshil, a cooked item, the cheapest cooked item that was available in ancient times, possibly today it still is. Eggs have gone up quite a bit in the last couple of years. The price of eggs have skyrocketed. I don't know why. To eat an egg is a zecher for the carbon chagiga. So therefore, the Gra says something very interesting. Well, in the Mefarshim between the Gra, holds that for tzafon you only eat one kezayis. Only he doesn't hold this thing of the Rambam. They took kezayim chiv mitzvah. He eat one kezayis zecher for the carbon Pesach. Oh, what about for the matzah that accompanies the? No, the Gra didn't hold from that. What about the chagiga? I already did a zecher for the chagiga when I ate the egg during Shulchan Aruch. How many remembrances do you need for the carbon chagiga? If you eat an egg during Shulchan Aruch, a zecher for the carbon chagiga, you have already fulfilled a remembrance for the carbon chagiga. So you only need to eat one kezayis of matzah for zecher for the carbon Pesach. Now, being that you're eating multiple kezayisim, we are halacha l'maisa, no one says to eat more than two kezayisim. Okay, for afikoimin, whatever you want to learn, it's because of the Karim Pesach. Two kezesim, the chagiga of the Karim Pesach, or it's the matzah that was in the Karim Pesach, whatever it is, any way you want to take it, no one says such a thing, and a bizarre thing that I told you, four kezesim, even though some people end up eating four kezesim, look around, some people like matzah, and they eat quite a bit, you only are mechuyev to eat two kezesim, but since it's already a double, it's a bonus, you only have to calculate them with kezesim derabbanan. So the kezayis derabbanan is less than a kezayis deraisa. How much less, I don't know. It varies, but it's less. It's significantly less. And when you're eating a double kezayis, so basically a double kezayis derabbanan is just a little bit more than a kezayis deraisa, if even. If even it's even, maybe it's even less than even if it's exactly a kazayis derais, it's half the, maybe so it's exactly half the size. So it's basically you're eating one kazayis deraisa, which are two kazaisim derabanan. So even a third of a matzah l'chora fafikayim, a third of a hin matzah yoytza l'chol adeis, you are fulfilled that obligation. There's another nafkamina. Women have no obligation to the chagiga. There's an obligation for a man to eat a chagiga, shalmei chagiga, but noshim have no obligation to eat a carbon chagiga. Memela, noshim only have to eat one kazais.
So they don't eat the egg.
So they don't eat the egg, and they don't have to. If you learn the ikatam where we took kazaisim is because of the chagiga, they're not chayiv eating the chagiga, so that is not an issue. Okay, there are more things, but we'll stop here.